do refer. Do refer.
Kol ha-menochois shenikme Mishnayis Mesechta Menochis. Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah. Kol ha-menochois shenikme tzu shloi lishmon. All the menochis, when the Kohen takes the kemitza, he takes his handful out of the flour of the mincha. Shloi lishmon, he did it with the wrong kavona, not lishmon, not lishem, this mincha. In other words, let's say the owner brought a mincha macheshes, and the kohen now had kavana to make the kmitza l'shem a minchas machavas. So it's called shalei l'shmon. So the locher is ksheros. The mincha is still kosher, and you're allowed to burn the kmitza, and the leftover the kahanim kerit. Elo shloi olu labaylam mishum chayva. The only thing is that the owner is not yotze his chayv, his neder, that he was mechayv himself to bring the mincha of a macheshes, and therefore he has to bring it over again. Chutz mi minchas choyte on minchas kenois, excluding the mincha that a choyte brings. Now a minchas choyte over here means when an oni does a chet, let's say a shvua seidus, and he can't afford to bring a behema, so he has the right to bring a mincha. That's called the minchas choyte, minchas kenois. That's by a soito. That here the locher is that minchas choyte, minchas kenois, shek motzon shloi lishmon. When the kohen made the kmitza, did it with the wrong kavon shloi lishmon, or else nosan bakli vehilach vehikta shloi lishmon. When they put it into the kli, they put the kmitza. After he made the kmitza, he put it into a kli shoros shloi lishmon, or else hilach, he took it towards the mizbeach shloi lishmon, or else he made the aktori, he burnt it shloi lishmon. Or else, oil lishmon v'shloi lishmon. He had two types of kavonis. At the beginning, he did it lishmon, and then he did it shloi lishmon for wrong type of a kavona. Oy shloi lishmon lishmon. Or else, at the beginning, he did shloi lishmon again, where it was a minchas macheshes. He had in mind to bring it from minchas machavas, and then lishmon. Then he did it lishmon. The locher is psulas. By these two menoches, shloi lishmon ashinu makes it possible. Now, Ketzad Lishmon v'Shloi Lishmon, where is there a case where you have these two kavanas of Lishmon and Shloi Lishmon? So we say, L'shem Minchas Choyto, L'shem Minchas Nedova. The Kohen has in mind, I'm doing it now true L'shem Minchas Choyto, but I also have in mind, I'm doing it L'shem Minchas Nedova. Oy, Shloi Lishmon, Lishmon is the opposite. L'shem Minchas Nedova, or L'shem Minchas Choyto. Is where is there a case where he has shloi lishmon kavona, and then he has kavona lishmon, is the opposite, where first he thinks he's bringing it l'shem minchas nedova, and then he brings it l'shem minchas choyte, what he's supposed to bring it for. Still, the locher here is that the mincha is possible. You cannot burn the kmitza, the shrine, the kanim cannot eat. Mishne Beis. Achas minchas choyte, whether it's a mincha that's brought by a choyte, or else v'yachas kol ha-menochos, or else any other mincha that's brought. Shek motzon zor, if a zor, not a kohen, does the kemitza, takes the handful, or else oinen, a kohen that's an oinen, that one of his mishpacha, seven relatives, was died before the kfurim, or else tful yoim, even though you went to the mikveh that day, but before Her Hashemesh, before it came nighttime, you called it tful yoim, or else mechusa begodim, a kohen that's not wearing his begodim, or else mechusa kippurim, somebody that even though he went to the mikvah, but he didn't bring his korban yet, let's say yoledes, or here came yoledes, talking about our kain, means he was a zav, and he didn't bring his korban yet, or else shaloi rochat yodayim v'raglayim, a kain that did not wash his hands, yodayim v'raglayim before he does the avoidam, or else orul, a kain that doesn't have a bris milah, tameh, if the kain is tameh, yoshev, or the kain is sitting when he's doing the kemitzah, or else oimed agab kelim, he's standing on top of utensils. In other words, his feet is not touching the ritzpa, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. Agabi behem, or else he's standing on top of an animal, or else even agabi ragli chaveroi, even if he's standing on top of the feet of his friend, still it's called the chatzitza, his feet is not touching the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore posel. In all these cases, the kemitzah is no good, because this is a psul in the avoida. What about komatz bismoil? Let's say the kohen used his left hand to make the kemitzah, his left hand, is possible, it's also possible. You have to use yamin, you're right. However, ben b'sei roimer, know that v'yachzer v'yikmetz b'yamin, just like throw it back in again, the kemitzah that you did with your left hand, and do it over again to make now a kemitzah with your right hand, that's enough. What about komatz v'yola b'yodet tzror? You made a kemitzah, but in your handful of the kemitzah, you found like a rock. Oy gargo melech, or else one piece of salt. Oy kurit shalavoin, or else one piece of the lavoina is posel. That kemitzah is no good. Why? Mipnei shom, because it was said over that hakemitz hayoser vehechoser is posel. If you have a kemitzah that has a little bit too more than it's supposed to, or else has a little bit less than it's supposed to, it's posel. So therefore, if you have some levoin or some garga melech, it's missing some of the flour itself. So that's called the kemitzah that's missing. Now, ezehu hayoser, what's called we have more than you need for the kemitzah, shekemotzo mevoritz, where the kemitzah is sticking out, that means in between your fingers, the sedlus are sticking out. That's more than you're supposed to. It's not supposed to be sticking out. What's vechosa? What's called you have too little? That's called shekmotzei baroshet zvoisav, where you made the kemitz only with your fingertips, and now with a whole handful. Ketzer voisav, how are you supposed to do it though? Poshet es voisav al pasa yodoi, stretch out your hands to like fold over on the other side of your palm. So the whole in between of that is supposed to be filled with flour. If you just fill up just the part of the tips of your hands, that's no good. That's called chosar. Now Mishnah Gimel, Ribo Shamno, let's say you have too much Shemen in the Mincha, or else Vechisa Shamno, you have too little Shemen, so it's possible, a Mincha has to have exactly a Lug Shemen, if you have more or less, it's possible. What's going to be Chisa Levenosa, let's say you have less Levena than you're supposed to, if he has less, the more comes out, than Shnei Kurtin, two kernels of Levena, so then Psula. Mashpino, if you have more than you're supposed to, then still kosher. Unless the Gemara says, unless you have more than two kemitzim's worth, more than two kemitzim, then it's also possible. Now the Mishnah says, HaKoimetz es HaMincho Lecho Shiyureo Bachutz. Let's say, B'shas, the Koyin does the avoid of the kemitzim, he takes out the handful, he has in mind teeth from the Shirayim Bachutz outside the Azara. Oy Kezayis Mishira Bachutz, he has in mind teeth only Kezayis of the leftover Mincha Bachutz. Or else lahakter kaim sabachus, he has the mind to burn the kemit sabachus outside the azarim. Or kizayis mekum sabachus. Or lahakter levenos sabachus, as he has the mind to burn the levena outside. Posel v'yem bekoris. In all these cases, only chalap sul in the minchal, but it's not a machshavas pigol, you're not chayef koris, since you had the machshava chuslim kaimai, not chuslas manai. What's going to be lechol shiurel lamocha? Let's say b'shas kemit you had in mind to eat the shiram, the leftover of the mincha tomorrow. That's a machshavas pigel. Like kizayis mishira lamocha. He had a mind b'shas the kemitza to eat at least the kizayis worth of the shrine tomorrow. That's also pigel. Or else lahakter kaims lamocha. You had a mind to burn the whole kemitza tomorrow. Or else even a kizayis mekum salamocha. He had in das on it to burn a kizayis worth of the kemitza tomorrow. That also makes pigel. Or lahakter lebenos lamocha is pigel v'chiyav malav koris. In these cases, it's chal pigul, and therefore, if you eat from the mincha, you'll be chayav koris. Zeha klal, this is a general rule, that kol ha-koimetz, anytime the kohen does the avoid of kemitza, that's taken the handful of the mincha,
V'hanoisam b'kli. Then the second avoider is taking the kmitza and putting it into a kli shoros. And the third avoider is v'amahalach. Whoever walks with the kli shoros towards the mizbeach. V'hamakter. And whoever's doing the fourth avoider of burning the kmitza. V'shas, one of these four avoiders, if you have in mind, lechol odovah shadak lech, you have in mind, teach something that's supposed to be eaten. If you have in mind, teach from the kmitz, from the shirayim, the leftover of the mincha tomorrow. Or else you have in mind, lahakter odovah shadak lahakter, you have in mind to burn something that's supposed to be burnt, either the kmitz or the levoina. If you have in mind to do these things, chutzlam kaimai, outside the azor in the wrong place, then the klal is, posel v'yem b'koros. It's only a psul in the mincha, but if you eat from it, you're not chayav koros. But if you have in the mind to do it chutzlas manai, you have a mind to do it in the wrong time, tomorrow, then take a piglet chal the psul pigol, and therefore v'chayav mal of koros. If you eat from it, you chayav koros. But obavad, the Mishnah says the condition of obavad providing sheyikrav hamata kimitzvasai. So when all the dalar avoidis were done with the right machshava, and the only machshava you had wrong was only machshava of pigol, but you had no other machshava psul involved. Kate said, what's considered the case of korav hamati kimitzvasim, that the mincha is chalav psul pigul in the mincha, that means komas b'shtika, could be either in the case that b'shas kmitz you didn't have any machshava psul, you did it quietly. But then, v'nosam b'kli v'hilech v'hikter chuslas manoi, b'shas you're doing the avoid of putting it into the kli, or walking with it, or burning it, you had a mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow. All your roasted cakes could be shekomatz chutzlas manoi. B'shas the kmitzi had the machshava to eat from it tomorrow, and then v'nosam kli v'ilach v'ikter b'shtika. The rest of their body she did quietly without any other machshava. All your else it could be even you did all of them shekomatz v'nosam b'kli v'ilach v'ikter chutzlas manoi. B'shas all the dalar avodis you had the same machshava that you plan to eat something tomorrow from it. So zel shekorv hamatik mitzvosoi. This is the case that's considered the matter was brought the way it's supposed to. In other words, the only psul machshava he had was only machshava chuslas manoi. You only had a machshava of pigul, no other machshava psulam, therefore it's like a chal pigul. Now Mishnah Dalet says, Kate said, what's the case of loikor of hamatik mitzvosoi, that you did not do the rest of the dalar avodis the right way, and therefore it's not chal the psul pigul in the mincha? So the case is like this. Komatz chutzlam koimai. B'shas kmitza, the Kohen had in mind to eat from the shirayim in the wrong place, outside the azara. So first it's chalab sul of chutzlam koimai. And then v'nosam b'kli, b'shas he put the kmitz into the kli, or else v'hilach when he was walking with it towards the mizbeach, or else v'hikter when he went to burn the kmitza. Then he had in mind to eat from the shirayim chutzlas manai in the wrong time, tomorrow. So l'maisa now it's not chal pigul, because since first you had another machshava chutzlam koimai, that's not considered korav hamatik mitzvosai. Therefore, the mincha is only possible, but there's no chiyuv koros. Another case would be oisha komas chutzlas manai. Even if the first machshava was a machshava's pigul, the b'shas kmitz you had a mind to eat from the shirayim tomorrow, but then v'nosam b'kli v'hilach v'ikter chutzlam koimai. Then during the next three avodish you had in mind to eat from it in the wrong place outside the azara. So since you had a machsheves chutzlam koimoi, it's only chal psul and not pigul. All your else shekomatz v'nosam b'kli v'hilach v'ikter chutzlam koimoi. You only had in mind to eat from the shirayim in the wrong place outside the azara. In all these cases, it's not called korav hamatir. There's another psul besides pigul. Therefore, it's only possible. Now minchas choyte minchas kenois. In the case of a minchas choyte or a minchas saite brings shekomatz and shleil lishmon. The Kohen had in mind to do it l'shem and not the mincha. So by these two, it makes a psul in the mincha. And therefore, even though he ended off that v'nosam b'kli v'hilach v'ikter chutzlas manam, the rest of the avodas were done with the machshava to eat from the shrine tomorrow, so it's not chal pigul, since you had a machshava shlo l'shmo first, which makes a psul in the mincha. Or else the same thing would be shekomatz chutzlas manoi, that at the beginning of the mincha b'shas kmitz you had in mind to eat from it tomorrow. But then v'nosam b'kli v'hilach v'ikter shlol lishmon, you finished off the other avodis with the machshava shlol lishmon, so that's another psul mismincha. Therefore, again, it's not pigul. All your el shekomatz v'nosam b'kli v'hilach v'ikter shlol lishmon, b'shas all the four avodis you had in mind shlol lishmon. Zel shlakor v'matik mitzvosei. These are cases that it's not chal pigul, because you did not bring the dalar avodis with only a psul pigul, but you had other machshavas psulim also. What's going to be if the Kohen has in mind Lecho Kizayis Pachutz or Kizayis Lamochor, or else Kizayis Lamochor Kizayis Pachutz, or else Kechatzi Zayis Pachutz or Kechatzi Zayis Lamochor, or else Kechatzi Zayis Lamochor Kechatzi Zayis Pachutz, Postle again Vein Bakoros. Since the mice he had in mind Bishas one of the Dalar Avoidis to make an Achilo, a Kizayis, or even a Chatzi Kizayis of it, or Bachutz. So again, that's a Machshav Bachutz Lam Koimoyim. So Melotoni Chal Apsul Nevin Chanat Chal Apsul of Pigel. On this Omer Rav Yudi, Rav Yudi says like this. So this is the Klal. Im Machshavas Hazman Kodmo La Machshavas Hamakon. If the first Machshav Apsul he had was a Machshav Atid at the wrong time, a Machshavas of Pigel. So take a Pigel, it's Chal Pigel first, and then it doesn't go off. And therefore V'chayov Mal of Chorus. But v'yim machshavas hamokim kodmul machshavas hazman. Let's say by the first avoid you did, you had a mind heat from the shirayim, the wrong place outside the Yazoro. So the machshavas of chutzlum koyma came first. Then the locker is posel v'yim bekoros. However, v'chomer nechom say zeh v'zeh posel v'yim bekoros. Nechom say no in both cases. It doesn't make enough kumina which machshava came first. L'maisa during the davar avoidis, if you had another machshava psula besides chutzlis manam, that's not called karva matikim mitzvosoi, therefore it's only possible by v'yein v'koros. What's going to be if you had in mind lecho kechatzi zayis or lehakta kechatzi zayis? Kosher. If it's shas adalar avoidis, you had in mind to eat a chatzi kezayis of the shirayim tomorrow, and you had in mind to burn a chatzi kezayis of the kemitzah tomorrow, it's kosher. Why? Shein achilu v'yaktor mitzvosoi, and you can't put the two together. You can't have the machshavas of Achil and Aktoro and Nam Tzarev together. Yeah, now we're up to the Perek Sheni Mishnalof. HaKoimetz es HaMincho Lechol Shiyoreho. If Bishas the Kemitza, when the Kohen makes the Kemitza, takes the handful from the Mincha, he has in mind to eat from the leftover of the Mincha. Or else he has in mind, Oilahakter Koimtso Lamocher. He has in mind to burn the Kemitza tomorrow. So in this case, Moedir Rav Yosi Vazir, Rav Yosi agrees over here, Shu Pigul, that's Chal Apsul Pigul in the Mincha, and therefore V'chayav Mal of Chorus, if you eat from the Shirayim, you'll be Chayav Chorus. We'll soon see what the Chiddush over here that Rav Yosi is Moedir. Because in the Sefer he argues, see here by Kemitza to the Shirayim, he agrees it's Chal Pigul. What's going to be Lahakte L'Vainosa L'Mochor? Let's say B'Shas the Kohen is making the Kemitza, he has in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow. By every regular Mincha, there are two things to burn. You're supposed to burn the Kemitza, the handful, and also the Levoina that's put on top of the Mincha. So if B'Shas the Kemitza, you have in mind to burn the Levoina tomorrow, so here Rabbi Yossi Yom, Rabbi Yossi says, Posel V'yein B'Koros. And the Mora says, there's only Posel Midrabonin. There's the Rabbonin like Kapsul. But Midiraisa, though, it's not Chal Pigel over here. Because since you're being Isaac in one matir of the Kemitza, you're thinking about a second matir, that does not make pigul. However, v'chachom say pigul, no, still it's chal pigul in the mincha. And therefore, if you eat from the shirayim, v'chayavim all of chorus. Now, omru lo, the chom say to Rabbi Yosi, ma'ishno zumin azevach, why is this different than a korban? By a korban, b'shash you do the shchit, if you have in mind to burn the amurim tomorrow, it's chal pigul. See also, b'shas the kemitza, if you have in mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, why shouldn't there be chal pigul upon the mincha? On this omalem, so Rabbi Yosi answers back to chom and say, shehazevach doma yebesor revi amurav echod. By a korban, by an animal, it's all one. The meat, the blood, and the fats is all one. But the levoina over here, the levoina and the kemitza, is eina min mincha. It's not the same thing. The mincha itself is mainly the shemen and the flour, that's the mincha. The levoin is like something separate. Say for Rabbi Yosi holds, if you mechashev b'shas the kemitza about burning the levoin tomorrow, that does not make pigul. So that's why the Reish of the Mishnah says, but Rabbi Yosi does agree, if b'shas the kemitza, you have in mind teeth from the shirayim tomorrow, that would make a pigul. Now Mishnah Beis, shochat shnei kvosim, on Shavuos when you bring the kisvei atzeres, if they made the shechita on both of them, and he had in mind lechol achas min achalus lamocher, he had in mind to eat from one of the shtei alechems tomorrow, that's a machshavas pigul, or else hikta shnei bezichem, lechol echod min hasdorm lamocher, on every Shabbos, when you had the lechem upon him, when you take off the shnei bezichem on top, that you burn, and that's what's matu you to eat the rest of the lechem. So let's say b'shas you're burning the bezichem, you have in mind to eat one of the storm, that means six chalis, tomorrow. So Rabbi Yossi says the Chiddush that Oisai HaChalav, Yossi HaSei DeShchishim Olav, Pigul, V'Chayav Malav Koros. Yossi holds in the first case, by the Shteh Lechem, since you only had in mind to eat one challah tomorrow, it's only chal pigul on that lechem that you thought. And it would be by the lechem upon him, it's only chal pigul upon this seder that you thought to eat tomorrow. But for Yasheni, the second challah, or by the lechem upon him, the second seder of challahs, is possibly in the chorus. There's only a psul like midirabonim, but it's not chal pigul on it. There's no isachi of chorus. That's Rabbi Yossi Shito. That if you have a machshav to eat one, it's only chal pigul on that, not on the other, since they're separate gufim here. The chalas are separate. However, the chomer and the chom say no zev zev pigul. In both cases, all of them are chal pigul, and b'chiyav malav karas. What's going to be nitmeis echad min achalas? Let's say one of the two chalas of a shtei lechem became tamei, or yechem min hasdor, also by the lechem upon him on Shabbos, one whole seder became tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Shneim Yotzla Beis HaSreifa. The din is you have to burn all of them. Why? Shein Korban Sibacholik. You can't have a dividing in a lech in a Korban Siba. Either the whole thing is kosher or the whole thing is posel. You can't have half kosher and half posel. However, the Chom say, Ha Tomei B'Tumosa V'Yator Yeyochono. What's Tomei is Tomei, but the part is Toyer that you could eat. Now the Mishnah says, Ha toido b'fageles es alechem. B'shash you bring the shechita, the korban toido, if you have a mind of pigul, the lechem that comes with it also has a pigul on it. But the opposite way, no, v'alechem ein mafageles ha toido. In the case that the lechem becomes pigul, then the korban does not become pigul with the lechem. So what does this mean, Keitzad? Ha shechit es ha toido lechem imen olamochor. If you shech the korban toid and you have a mind to eat from the basar of the korban tomorrow, then he v'alechem ufagolim. It's chal nisapigal both upon the lechem and upon the korban. What about lechem and alechem l'mochor? Again, what's going to be lechem and alechem l'mochor? Let's say the kohen has a mind b'shas to shechit to the korban to eat from the lechem tomorrow. Zen alochor zen echanami alechem ufugol. The lechem taka becomes pigal, but v'atoid en mufagelis. Since you do not have in mind to eat from the korban itself tomorrow, there's no yis pigul upon the korban. And this because one is the ikur, one's the tofel. So when you have yis pigul chal upon the ikur, upon the korban is chal upon the tofel, also upon the lechem. But we only have the machshavas pigul on the tofel, only the tofel becomes pigul and not the ikur. The same type of alochur is hakvosim mefaglin es alechem. On shvuis, we bring the shtei hakvosim, which is matir the shtei alechem. So if you have a machshavas pigul on the shnei hakvosim, it makes pigul upon the shtei alechem also. But the opposite way no, v'alechem ein mafagel es hakvosim. If you have a machshavas pigul on the shtei alechem, that does not make pigul back upon the korban. Kate said, what's the case? Ha'ashoychet es hakvosim. So you make the shchita on the shtei kvosim, on shvus. And you have a mind lechem mihem lamocha. You have a mind to eat from the korban itself tomorrow. So therefore it's chal pigul hein v'alechem ufagolim. Both the kvosim and the shtei lechem becomes pigul. There's an issa chiv chorus of yidit. But what about lechem and a lechem lamocher b'shas you make the shchita of the korb of the kvosim, or b'shas the dalet avoidus of the kvosim? You have in mind just eat from the lechem tomorrow, then enechanam yalechem mefugl. It's chal an issa pigul upon the lechem. But via kvosim ain't mefugolim. There's no issa pigul chal upon the kvosim. Again, that's a tofel. When you have an ikka, you have a machshavas pigul on the tofel, only the top of lechem becomes pigul, not the ikka, not the korban. Mishnah Dalit, ha-zevech mefagles ha-nesochim. The korban makes pigul upon the nesochim that comes with the korban. When you have to bring a korban, sometimes you have to bring the nesochim, you have to bring the mincha and the yayin, they also become pigul. When mishakitshu b'kli, if b'shasti had the machshavas of pigul, the nesochim ready was in the klishoros as the kedushas aguf, the soilus and the yayin, the yis of pigul will be chal upon them also. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. But v'hanesochim, if you have a machshavas pigul upon the nesochim, eina mefaglin es hazavach, again, they do not make the korban pigul. Again, Kate said, what's the case? Ha'ashrechet es hazavach, if you shech the korban, or any one of the dalet avoidis, and you have a mind lechem imenu lamoch, you have a mind teeth from the korban itself tomorrow, alochur esu nesochim ufagolim. Nechaim Yitzchal Pigul both upon the korban and the nesachim that's brought with the korban. They're a tuffel to the korban, the mincha and the yayin, they also have nisa pigul. What about lahakrivas and nesachim lemachor b'shash you made the shchito, the dalar avoidus of the korban? He had in mind to bring the mincha tomorrow or the nesachim tomorrow. Is hanesachim of a golem enechlam istaka chal pigul upon the nesachim? Because b'shash the matir of the nesachim, b'shash the shchito the korban, the korban which is the matir for the nesachim, yet a moin tida tomorrow, it's chal pigul upon the nesachim. But via zevach enim afugul, again the zevach here is the ikar, and the tofel cannot make the ikar pigul. Therefore it's not chal pigul upon the ikar, upon the korban. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah hey, pigul ba koimitz v'loi balavoyno, yet a machshav is pigul b'shas the kmitza. In other words, you mechashav machshav is pigul b'shas the burning of the koimitz. But you did not have this in mind b'shas you were burning the levoyno. Or else the opposite way, b'levoyno, you only had a mind b'shas you burning the levoyno, teach from the mincha tomorrow. V'loi ba koimitz, you did not have this machshav b'shas you burning the koimitz. And we know there are two matirim of the mincha. What's matir the kahanim tita shirayim of the mincha? Both the burning of the koimitz and the burning of levoyno. Says the shaila, you only had a machsheves pigul b'shas achatzi matir. So therefore, Rabbi Meir Oimer pigul. Yes, it's chal pigul. And the chayav malav korus. If you eat from the shirayim, you chayav korus. But the chomer and the chomer say no. Ein by korus, you're not chayav korus. Achiyefaglas kol hamatir. They hold you're not chayav korus until you have a machshavas pigul throughout the whole matir. Sas the machlekes could have the machshavas b'shas achatzi matir. Now moidim chomer the Rabbi Meir, chomer greet Rabbi Meir. The minchas choita. Let's say the minchas choita, minchas kenoyes that the soiter brings. That there's no levoyno. Shem pigul ba koymit shu pigul b'chiyav malav korus. If you have a machshavas pigul b'shas you're burning the kmitza, since that's the whole matir by a minchas choita, since there's no levoyno, no shemen there, pshita yichayev malav korus. And it says clearly the Mishnah, Shehakoimitzu amateh, because the koimitz, that's the whole matter of this mincha. What's going to be, Shochat echo min akvosim, lecho shtei chalos lamocho. On Shavuos, we know, the shnei akvosim, that's what's matter tita shtei alechem. But there are two kvosim, two shalmitzibur. Let's say, b'shach tashchit of one of them, that you had in mind, teach from the shtei alechem tomorrow. Or else, hik terechem min avazichem. You burnt one of the two bezichim on every Shabbos by the lechem upon him. Lecho shnei sederim lemocha. You had a moin teat from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So Rabbi Meir Oimer again, pigul etzchal pigul b'chiyom alav koros echayv koros. Even though it's only a chatzi matir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, get out the machshavas pigul b'shas echatzi matir. The chomer and the chomer say, don't know, ain pigul at shiyafaglas kol amatir. No, you can have a machshavas pigul until you have it during the whole matir. What's going to be shochat echem min akvosim lechol mimenu lemochor? You shecht one of the kvosim and you have a mind teat from it tomorrow. So who pigul the chaver kosher? This one keves, the one of the shnei kvosim you have a mind, so that's pigul by itself. Like this, each korban is a separate korban by itself. So b'shas the shchit of one kvosim, you had a mind teat from the boser itself tomorrow. Havadu itzchal pigul in that korban. But the chaveroi, the second, keves is kosher. What's going to be lechol mechaveroi? B'shash yishecht one keves, you have in mind teat from the other keves tomorrow. So then shneim ksherim, both of them is kosher, because you can't have a mind to eat. Or from the other korban, b'shash this shchita. In other words, this shchita, the first korban, is not what's matter the second korban. The shnei kvosim, each one is matter itself. So you only have a machsheves pigol, b'shash you're doing something that's being matter it. But here the shchit is not being matarit, the second korban, therefore the second korban is not chal pigul, who within it's not chal pigul in the first korban either. All right, hadin alecho, the second perek. Now we're up to perek shlishi. The Mishnah says, per Mishnah Aleph, ha'koy mitzes ha'mincho, you take the kmitza from a mincho, take a handful, the koyim takes the handful out of the mincho, and he has in mind, lecho dover shindarko, lecho he has in mind teat, from something you're not supposed to eat. Ros lahaktir, dover shen darkal haktir, he has a mind to burn something that's supposed to burn. So kosher, the machshava does not passel. You only have a machshava, chutz tazman, chutz mkoymoy, and a dover adarkoy. If you have a mind, let's say, teeth from the shirayim, it'll be chal pigul. that we have in mind to eat from the Levoina tomorrow, since the Levoina is not a Dovish Adark Lechel, the Machshava is not possible. But we have in mind to burn, let's say, the Shirayim, so the Machshava doesn't possible, it's not a Dovish Adark Lechel. We have Beleza place, but Beleza says no, you could have a Machshava that possible the Korban, even though it's not a Dovish Adark Lechel. What's going to be Lechol Dovish Adark Lechel? Lahakter Dovish Adark Lechel? Pochos mikizayis kosher. If we have a mind tito to burn less than a kizayis, also it's not a machshava psula. Less than a kizayis is not called an achilus, it's not called an aktoro, so the minchas is the kosher. What's going to be lecho kachatzi zayis, or lahate kachatzi zayis? You have a mind tito half a kizayis of the shirayim tomorrow, and you also have a mind to burn half a kizayis of the kmitza tomorrow, so kosher. Even though you had a machshava on a kizayis, but still it's kosher here, why? Shein achilu v'aktorah mitzdarfen. You can't put the two machshavos together. The achilu and aktorah is not put together. So if each one by itself is pachas mikazayis, therefore you're not chayiv olof. Mishnah Beis. Lo yotzak. Let's say you're making a mincha and you do not make itziki, you do not pour the shemen over the mincha. But rather you put all the shemen, the whole lug of the shemen into the kli before you even put the mincha, before you even put the flour. Like usually the loch is supposed to put first maybe a little bit shemen, then you put the mincha, the flour, and then you make a yitzika, then you pour the shemen over the mincha. But let's say no, you put all the shemen in first, and then you put the flour on top of it, still it's kosher. Loibol, let's say you did not mix it up, you did not mix up the shemen and the flour together, also it's kosher. Loiposach, let's say, by minchas machvas or machesh, you're supposed to bake it first, after you baked it, you did not chop it down. Whereas loimolach, let's say you did not salt the mincha. Loihen, if you did not make a tnuf, you did not pick it up. Loihegish, you did not bring the mincha towards the mizbeach. Oishapsosan pitam rubais, because you chopped it up into big pieces. Or else, v'loy meshochon, you did not pour the shemen on top of it. Then on top of the rekikin, you're supposed to pour oil on top of it. Ksheris, even though you did not do one of these malachas, still is kosher. And as all these malachas are only called shirayim, shirei mitzvah, it's lechatchila, but not likuva. But the yeved, still the mitzvah is kosher, even though you did not do these malachas. All right, I turn over. We'll continue on the other side. The other Mishnah says, what's going to be Nisarev Kumtza Bekoimitz Chaverta? Let's say you have two menachas, two minchas, and you took off the kmitza from one mincha, and it got, before you burnt it, it got mixed up with the kmitza from another mincha. Bekoimitz Chaverta, so it depends. Beminchas Kahanim, Beminchas Koin HaMashiach, Beminchas Nisochim Ksheira. If this mincha got mixed up with, this kmitza got mixed up with the other menachas, since all these type of menachos, the whole thing is burnt, then there's no problem. All you have to do is just burn the whole thing, it still is kshera. So really the Mishnah means like this. First the case is, it got mixed up the kaimitz of this mincha with the kmitza from another mincha. So pshiti could burn both of them, they both have to be burnt. And then even if the kmitza of the first mincha got mixed up with the chlal into the whole mincha of a kain, or the mincha of a kain mashiach, the mincha of the sachem also is kshera. Because these last three menachos, the whole thing is burnt. So therefore, everything is burnt together, it's kosher. Rabbi Yudah says, Beminchas koin ha-mashiach, Beminchas nesachem sula. If a regular kmitza from a regular mincha got mixed up with the mincha of a koin godlo, the mincha of a koin ha-mashiach, with the mincha of a koin godlo, with the mincha of nesachem, it's like a psula. Why? Everything is supposed to be burnt. So he says, Shezu b'ilosei ovo, v'zu b'ilosei rako. Meaning to say there's a different amount of shemen put into these different menachas. Therefore, one is a thick one and one is not. Rashi pshat is that a minchas nedovash or Yisrael is v'los ova. You only put a lug echad of shemen into the sarin of serlis. Therefore, it's a thick dough. Now, when it gets mixed up to the minchas koin godol, over there the minchas koin meshuach, the same thing by the minchas of an esachim, there are three lugin of shemen into the Seren of Selis. There's much more shemen, there's much more oil. So afraid now some of that oil will get mixed up into your kmitza, and that will make a psula. So therefore, yields if the kmitza from a regular minchas Yisrael gets mixed up with these menachas that have so much oil in it, so be beleya, the oil will go into the kmitza, and it will make a psula. So that's the pshat that Rabbi Yehuda holds the psula, they balah zu mizu. They'll be balaya one from the other. Now Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be shtei menachos? You have two menachos. Shelo nikmetzu, that you did not take off the kmitza yet. When the sorv zu mizu, they both got mixed up together. The menachos itself. Even though they got mixed up in the middle, but let's say the two ends, the two sides, still have from each mincha separately. So since if you have enough of a shear there, you can take a kmitza from the right side or from the left side, so it's still like it took a kmitza from its own separate mincha, then it's kshera. But the lav, the two menachas got mixed up so much, then psulas, then it's possible you cannot take a kmitza anymore. You have to have a kmitza from its own mincha. What's going to be hakoymeitz shenisar b'mincha shelo nikmitzo? Let's say kmitza from one mincha got mixed up with another mincha before it took off the kmitza. So locher is lo yakta lechatchila, you're not allowed to burn it now because the rest of the mincha is not supposed to be burnt, so you can't burn it. But if you nikter, but if you burnt it the way it is now, zusha nikmitzo also labailim. The one mincha that he took off the kmitza already, that's being burnt now, so that the bailim is yotza. But the zushla nikmitza, the yoda mincha, you not take off the kmitza yet, but yosel abaylam. If you burn a mincha before you take off the kmitza, you're not yotza. You did not do the avoid, there's no matter of it yet. The baylam was not makayim mitzchayv, he has to bring the mincha over again. What's going to be in this orif kumtza b'shirehu? After the kohen made a kmitza, took off the handful from the mincha, now the kmitza got mixed up with the shirayim, with the leftover. Like this leftover, the kohen was supposed to eat it. And there's a law not to burn it. But now the kmitza got mixed up, so what can you do? Or else, oy b'shiyoreo, shachavarta, even if this kmitza got mixed up with another mincha, with the shrine of another mincha, so what should you do? So the chetchila v'adad adin is lo yakta, you're not allowed to burn it. And therefore you're not mekayim yechayv of the mincha. Because there's a law to burn the shirayim. But if you mikta, b'diyevah, the kohen didn't listen to him, b'diyevah, he just put it on the mizbeach, also labaylam. Lamaisa, the Bailam was Mekayim Mitzchayv because he had a Kemitza done to it, and the Kemitza is burnt, so it's Mekayim Mitzchayv. What? What's going to be Nitzmu HaKemitz? Let's say the Kemitz became Tomei, Vehikrivoi, and still they brought it. So Lochriz B'dievadat Tzitz Maratza, that the Tzitz the Kohen God the wears is Maratza Latuma, and again the Bailam is, and the Bailam is Mekayim Mitzchayv, even though Lechatchili we did not burn it, but B'dievad it was burnt, the Minchas Kosher. What's going to be yotza? Let's say the kmitza had a psul yotza, went out of the Beis Hamikdash, the grievan was brought back in again and they burnt it, so that's how the psul yotza. So here the locher is ein atzitz maratza. The tzitz is not help for this, and therefore the bailam is not mekayim mischayv, because the klal is shatzitz maratza al hatomei v'yena maratza al yotze. The tzitz is only maratza on a psul tuma, but not on a psul yotze. That's exeris akosiv, it only helps for tuma and not for yotze. Therefore the minch is posul. The Baal has to bring another one. Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be Nitmo Shireho? Let's say after you made a kmitza, the leftover part of the mincha became Tomei. Or else Nisra for Shireho, the leftover part got burnt. Or else of the Shireho, the leftover part was lost before you burnt your kmitza. So loch was like this, Kmitis Reb Lozik Shero. According to Reb Lozik Shito, by a korbin, that even though you lost the bosa, still you're allowed to be makar of the dam. Here also, you're allowed to burn this kmitza, even though there's no shirayim, there's no hetet vichal. Rebbe Yeshua, though, ukmitas Rebbe Yeshua psula. Rebbe Yeshua says by korban, if there's no bosa, there's no dam, here also, there's no matir, there's no shirayim to be eaten, you cannot make the kmitza. What's going to be shaloi bichli sharis psula? Let's say before you burnt the kmitza, you did not put it into a kli sharis. So it's psula, the mincha is posel, it had no kedusha, the kmitz, it's not matir the mincha. Rebbe Shimon Machsha, Rebbe Shimon says, still it's kosher. Lamaisi, you burnt the kmitza, still it's kosher. The seals, the kiddush, and the klishos is not makif. Because he holds on the chetchila, you put the minch into a klishos, that's what's makarashit. After you take the kmitza, that we put into a klishos, that's on the chetchila. But if you did not do it, he holds still it's machsha. What's going to be hikta kumtza pamayim kshera? In other words, you burnt the kmitza that you did, chatzi. You made a full kmitza, and then you burnt half of it now and half of it later. So the mice is still yikshera. Because, that's a shiloh, because we hold the kmitza as two kezaisim in it. So each chatzi is a kezaias, so it's called a mice aktara, therefore it's kshera. Now Mishnehei, HaKoimitz is miyutoi makibes ruboi. Means if you're missing a little bit of the kmitza, it's possible. You have to have a complete share of the kmitza, complete three fingers full. Ho yisorin, not that you have to have an yisorin, one-tenth of an eighth of flour. Miyutoi makibes ruboi. If you're missing a little bit, it's possible. You have to have the exact amount. Hayayim miyutoi makibes ruboi. Yain also from the sochem, there's a shear, chatzihin, lapar, shlishis, layil, revias, lakeves, esnikuvoi. If you're missing a little bit, it's possible. Hashemen, that is a shear, shemenos, use it to look shemen, miyutoi makaves ruboi. If you have too little, it's possible. Hasoles, via shemen, makven zezer. A mincha that needs shemen, if you don't have shemen, the soles, the flour, and the shemen, and makven need both of them. Hakarmit valavoina, makven zezer. A mincha that needs levoina. So therefore, both is makiv zezer. You can't just burn the kmitz without burning levoina. You have to burn both the kmitz and the levoina. Mishnevov. Shnei siru yom kippur makiv zezer. That's why in Yom Kippur you have to have shnei sirim chatzi. One is Lashem and one is Lazozel. It's makiv. You can't have one without the other. Shnei kivsi aseres makiv zezer. On Shavuos that we bring the shnei kvosim, you need both. One without the other, one is possible. Shnei chalos makiv zuzu. You can't just bring one chal on Shavuos, you have to bring two shtei chalos. Shnei sedorim makven zeh. Every Shabbos we put two rows of the lechem upon him, six and six. It's makiv, you can't have one without the other. Shnei vazichim makven zeh. On top of the two rows, on top of each row, we put a cup of levoina, that's the bezichim. You have to have both of them. One without the other, one is possible. Hasdorim via bezichim makven zeh. That the lechem upon him needs to have two rows of lechem, and the bezichim on top, if you're missing one, it's possible. Shnei minim sheben ozir, that the nozir brings his oshem, and he has two types of lechems brought with it, it's makiv zezer. Shloisha sheba poro, by the poro aduma, there are three things to be brought with it, that's the eighth eras, the yezo v'shnitalas, it's also makiv. Arbor sheba toido, the four different types of lechems is brought with a korban toido, and arbor sheba lulav, the four minim by a lulav. We know the Esrig, the Adasim, the Rovis, and the Lulav, the Makven Zezer, Aboshib and Mitzairah. Mitzairah also needs four. Needs the eight arrows, the Ezer, Shnisalas, and Sipurim. Is Makven Zezer, one without the other, is possible. Sheva Hazoyish, Sheva Poro, Makven Zuzu. By the Poradum, you have to make seven Hazoyis that you have to pour with it. If you're missing one, it's no good. You're not Yotz in the midst of the Poraduma. Sheva hazoya shebein abadim on Yom Kippur, you have to make the seven hazoyas bein abadim. It's also makiv zezer. If you're missing one, it's possible. The shala proichas al zbech hazov, makiv zu hazu. The avoid vezon on Yom Kippur, all these three different sets of hazoyas is makiv. If you're missing one, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to have seven hazoyas on Yom Kippur, first bein abadim, then shala proichas on the proichas, and then on mizbeach hazov, the inside mizbeach. Mishneh Zayin, Shiva Kanei Menorah Makven Zezer, the way they made the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, it has to have seven stands coming up, seven kanim. If you have only six, it's possible. Shiva Neiroser Makven Zuzu, on top of each kan, there has to be a neiros, there has to be a neir there. Oh, Shtei Peroshois, Pashtei Parshios, Shiva Mezuzah Makven Zuzu. We know Mezuzah is made out of the first two Parshios of Shema, Shemamu and Shemoya. If you're missing one, it's possible. You've been missing one ice over the mezuzah's puzzle. That the film have four parshiyos is makiv. And again, you've been missing only one ice in the film, it's puzzle. Arba tzitz is makvazuazu. Shabbos and mitzvah sachas. We hold it's all one big mitzvah. If you only have three tzitzis on the beged, it's puzzle. You have to have all four. Yibishmul Laimano, he holds arbos and maba mitzvahs. That each one is a mitzvah by itself, and according to him, if you only put one tzitzis on one corner, you mekayim at least one mitzvah. If we hold that we hold, all four is one mitzvah. Yeah. Not the perek revi. Mishnalef, hat tcheles, ain't a makbis es alofen. We know by tzitzis, there's a mitzvah to put tcheles, psil tcheles, a string of blue wool in it, that's dyed from dam chalozin, and we have love and white strings. So one is not mark of the other, and Valovin, the white strings, ain't a mark, does not stop you from being mekayem the mitzvah of tchelis. Meaning to say, if you only have blue strings, you should put them in, be mekayem the mitzvah with tchelis. If you only have lovin, like Bizman is there, we only have lovin, we're mekayem the mitzvah with lovin with the white strings. That's an Athlikas Rashi and Taisa, where you only need two strings or four strings. And now, Menig is, Avad, we put in four strings where we have it now, even though we only have lovin, we don't have tchelis, we put all four strings of lavan. Tefillah shel yad einu makev sharosh. The tefillah shel yad is not makev sharosh. If you only have a sharosh, you're supposed to put it on. And the opposite way, if a sharosh einu makev shel yad, if you only have a tefillah shel yad, so put it on even though you don't have the sharosh, or if something's bothering your head, you can't put it on, you still should put on the mitzvah, the tefillah shel yad. Because each one's a mitzvah by itself. Ha'aseles v'yashem and einu makev nesayayin. By the minchas nesochim, that even though you're missing, you bring a korban, you're supposed to bring a mincha with it with shemen and wine, even though you don't have the seles neshemen and the mincha part, still you can bring the yayin. And v'loi ha'yayin makvin ha'matonis, shemaz ve'chachitz, v'loi ha'yayin makvin. And the opposite way, if you only have the mincha, you don't have the yayin, still you should bring the mincha by the minchas nesochim. Even though there are two things by korban, atomim, we have to bring a mincha with it and the yayin, but one is not makav the other. Ha'matonis, shemaz ve'chachitzoin, any korban that's brought on a zbecha chitzoin, even like a korban chatas that needs four zrikas, that's only lechatchila. But with yeved, even with one zrika, you have your kapara. Mishneh Beis, ha'porim v'ya'elim v'ya'kvosim einu makvin zezeh. So this is talking about the korbanos that are brought on the Chag HaShavuos. On the Chag HaShavuos, there are two sets of korban oilus that are brought. There are korban oilus that are brought l'shem the Shnei Halechem, and there are also oilus that are brought b'shas musafim. One is in Parshas Vayikra, one is in Parshas Bamidbar. So Mishnah is saying that the Aporim and the Elim and the Kvosim not makvin zeh, even though they're different types of korban, the different sets of korban oilus, you can have one without the other. Rabbi Shimon Omer im hoyu porim merubim, but for lo yhoyu lehem nesachim, means they had enough korbanos, but they did not have enough money, the Hegdish, to bring the Menachis, the Nesachim, that's supposed to come with them. So Lachar is better, Yaviyo Parechud and Nesachav. Rather only bring one Korban, one Par, with the Halachas, with his Nesachim. But V'lo Yakrivu Kulam B'lo Nesachim. Rather than bringing all of them without the Nesachim, it's not Kedai. It's Kedai rather to spend the money and buy a complete set, a Par, with its Nesachim, with its Mincha, and with its Yayin. Now Mishnah Gimel says, Ha'por v'yo'elim v'yakvosim v'hasoyir einu makvin es alechem. Again, these are the korbanos that are brought on Chag HaShavuos, and the sir that's brought for Chatas. So all these korbanos again are ein makvin zeh zeh. That means you bring the shtei alechem. Without these korbanos, it's also mekudesh. Therefore, all these korbanos are not makvin es alechem. V'lo yalechem makvon. And what did the lechem is not makvin, you could bring the korbanos without the shtei lechem. Just halechem makev as a kvosim. The only thing the shtei lechem is makev on Chag HaShavuos is only the shnei kvosim. That you have to bring the cover the shtei lechem, and but for kvosim, ain't a makvin as a lechem. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva holds you could bring the shtei lechem, even though you do not have the korbanos, the shnei kvosim. But you cannot bring the shnei kvosim without the lechem. On this, Omer Shimon ben Enas. Loi, it's not that way. Kiel rather hakvosim makvin es alechem. That you only bring the lechem if you have the shnei kvosim. But the alechem ain't a makvin es kvosim. But you could bring the shnei kvosim even though you do not have the shtei alechem. Shekein motzim, that's where we found kishoy Yisrael ba midbar boim shono. When Klai Yisrael was in the midbar for 40 years, korvu kvosim lelechem. They had no lechem then, but they only had the kvosim. He used to bring the kvosim without the lechem. Is afkan now also yikrubu kvosim below lechem muadin? You could bring the kvosim even though you do not have the shtei lechem. Omer Rav Shimon Shimon says halacha k'divrei ben Enas. We pass him like ben Enas, avol ein hatam k'dvarav, not like his reason. Why is his reasoning wrong? Because shekol omer b'pashas apkudim. All the korbanos that are said in by Musaf and Pashas Apkudim, korah by Midbar, those korbanos were taka brought in the Midbar. But the cholom of Teros Kanim, the korbanos that are said in by Yikro, the shnei akfosim are said in by Yikro, the korah by Midbar, bechlal they did not bring it in the Midbar. Not only didn't they bring the shnei lechem, they did not even bring the shnei kvosim. But mishabol lords when they came into Eretz Yisrael, korvu elu v'elu, then they started to bring both the shnei kvosim and the shnei lechem. If so, why is this halacha right? That you could bring the shtei lechem, even you could bring the shtei kvosim on Shavuos, even though you did not have the shtei lechem.
shakvosim matirnes atzmon lelechem, because the kvosim are matir themselves without lechem. But lechem, b'loy kvosim, you cannot bring the lechem without the shnei kvosim, shein l'miyatireno, there's nothing to be matirit. It's the shchitus of the korvin that's matir the lechem. So therefore, without the kabonis, you cannot bring the lechem. But without the lechem, you can still bring the kabonis, because they can be matir themselves. Now, Mishnah Dalad, Hatamidim, Eina Makvin Esamusofim, even though you didn't bring the Korban Atomit, still you can bring the Korban Musuf. Floy Hamusofim, Makvin Esatamidim, the opposite way. Without a Musuf, you can still bring the Korban Atomit. Floy Hamusofim, Makvin Zezer. With the Korbanus and the Musuf also, if you don't have all of them, you can bring whatever you have. Like Hikrev, Kemz, Abayk, let's say you did not bring the Korban Atomit in the morning, you have Kreveno Ben Abayim, still you should bring the Atomit, Shaven Abayim. Amru Rabbi Shimon, Amos, I went with this said, Vizman Shoyu Anusim, or Shergin, when it was honest, that it was impossible, or a Shergin happened. Avlam Hoyu Mazidin, they did it by purpose not to bring the Korban Atomin in the morning, so the Grievel comes by Boyke, is Loyak Grievel Ben Abayim, then there's a Takona, you should not bring the Korban Atomin, Shaven Abayim. And the Mumor says it means those Kahanim, they were amazing in the morning, they should not bring the korban in the afternoon, but Enochlan, the other Kohanim, could. Then the Mishnah says, Loi hiktiru keteras baboike, let's say they did not bring the keteras in the morning. Every day you're supposed to bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Still, yaktiru ben abayim, you can bring the keteras ben abayim. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says, Fakulu hoysa kreva ben abayim. In the case where you did not bring the keteras in the morning, then you could bring the whole amount in the afternoon. Shem mechanchin es mizbech hazov ala buteras hazamim. But Yoni started to make the chinuch on mizbech hazov with the keteras hazamim. That's the first thing they used on the mizbech hazov. Flei mizbech oyla ala betomid shashachar. The first thing you bring on the tomid on the mizbech oyla is the tomid shashachar. Flei es hashuchin ala b'lechem aponim b'shabbos. You start the chinuch of hashuchin with the lechem aponim. Flei es hamenorah ala mishiv neirosir bein abayim. You start lighting the menorah bein abayim. That's the way you mechanech the menorah. So what he's trying to tell us here is that even though you did not bring the keteras in the morning, you could bring the whole keteras in the afternoon, because that's the way the chinuch started. Their first mechanech the mizbeach with the keteras bein abayim. Mishnah Hey, chavite kohen gadol hayu boyis chatzoyim. That the kohen gadol has to bring every single day a mincha, half baboyik, half erev. He has to bring the holy sorin together in the morning. He can't bring half. Ela maybe sorin shom, he has to bring the holy sorin of flour in the morning. Then the chatzay, when the base minish, they divide it in half. Or makriv mechza baboyker, mechza ben abayim. Half is brought in the morning, half ben abayim. The kohen shehikriv mechza shachris umeis. Let's say that a kohen gadol in the morning, he brought his half, and then he died. Or minu kohen achatachta. Then he appointed the second kohen gadol. So in the half, by the afternoon already, lo yavi chatzisar mibesoi. This kohen gadol, now the second one, cannot only stand bring a chatzisar from his house. V'loy chatzi yisraelim shorishin. He cannot use the other half of the first ones. Ella, what he has to do is better. The second kohen gadol may be sorin shalom. He has to bring a completely sorin from his house, a tenth of an ephah. V'chatzay, he has to divide it in half. V'makriv mechz, half of it he brings. V'mechz of it, half of it is lost. Nimtza comes out. Shnei chatzoyin kreivim. It comes out the kohen gadol in the morning brought a nisorin, and the one in the afternoon brought a nisorin. Out of these, both these sorrows, half of it is korev, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Ushnechat soy moivdin. The second halves of both of them are lost. Loi minu koinach, let's say they did not appoint another kohen gadol that day. Still, you have to bring the mitchas chavitim. Shamiho is a krev, who paid for it? And the shimon aim, mishal tzibur, came from the tzibur. If you do aim, no, mishal yorshim, ushleimo is a krev. The yorshim of the kohen gadol, they had to bring the mitchas chavitim every day. And when they brought it without a kohen gadol, they did not bring half and half, but rather they brought the whole. They had to bring a holy sorin. And one sheet is they bring a holy sorin in the morning and a holy sorin bein habayim. Wrote the perek hamishi mishnah aleph. Kol hamanochas boyis matzo, all stam mincha you have to bring from a matzo, not from chometz. Chutz mi chometz shebatoida, only the one set in the toida that comes mamish chometz ushtei halechem. Shem boyis chometz. These two munachis are chometz. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Saor, how do you make the dough for the shtei lechem? Is boydel hem mitoichen umechamtson. You will make the sourdough from this measurement of the sourin itself. By the toida, by the shteilech, and that's called sourin, the sourdough you make, is boidu lehem mitoichin amechamson, from the measurement of the sourin you took, from this flour itself you make the sourdough. Rabbi Yudah says no. Rabbi Yudah ima afi enim amuchas, not the best way to do it, doesn't make it chometz so good. Rather, maybe yes, a sourin, take sourdough from someplace else, from your house. For noisna toichin midah, put it into this midah the way you're measuring out the sourin, and lamal es a midah, and fill up the rest of the midah with the flour. That's how you'll have the completely sour in the flour. Or mulois achom said back to Rabbi Yudah, it's not a good eitzah. Afi yoisa chaser what you say, we'll have a little bit too little or too much. In other words, if you're taking the sourdough from someplace else, that's more thicker. Then what depends upon how much water you have in it, you'll have a different measurement than the original flour. So you will not have the exact amount of the sour, so therefore they do not like this eitzah. Mishnah Beis. Kol ha-menachas niloshes v'poishun. All menachas you have to knead them, make the dough with lukewarm water. Or misharmim shloyach mitzu, but you have to watch them carefully, they do not become chametz. V'yemech mitzu, shiyarihel, oive b'loysa say. And if you made chametz, even the shram, even the leftover part of the mincha is eaten by the kanim, you're over loysa say. Shneva the pasuk says, kol ha-mincha shatakrivu la-shem loysa yose chametz. You're not allowed to make it chametz. V'chayovim now al-ishosa v'al-richosa v'al-fiyosa. You're over separate love, the one that needs it, the one that forms it, and the one that bakes it. Mishnah Gimel. Yesh tuna shem and levoina. Some menachas have to have both oil and levoina. Shem and blood levoina. Some have just shem and not levoina. Levoina below shem, and some have levoina and not shem. And some are loy shem and below levoina. Now, these are menachas that tuna shem and levoina. These are the menachas that not only do you have to have any sour in the flour, you also have to have levoina and shem in it also. Again, these are the menachas that need both shemen and levoina. Mincha sasolus, a regular mincha, stam mincha, you come from wheat, from flour. Via machves, from a frying pan, from a cheshes, the mincha comes in a deep pan. Via chalas, you bake into chalas, where kikim make into wafers. Minchas kahanim, when a kohen brings a mincha, minchas kohen mashir, a kohen godol, or minchas goyim, if a goy brings a mincha, minchas noshim, if an isha brings a mincha, or minchas oimers, for the second day of Pesach. All these menachas need both shemen and levoina. Now, minchas nesachim, a mincha that's brought with the korban atomid, certain kabonas need nesachim, needs a mincha with it. So there's tunin shemen, but we ain't tunin levoina. You only have to have shemen, but no levoina. Lechem aponim is brought on every Shabbos, so the opposite is toin levoina. They used to have shnei bezichin of levoina, but we ain't tunin shemen, there's no shemen involved. Shtei halechem is brought on shvuas, a minchas choyta, minchas kenois, is loy shemen below levoina. There's no shemen, no levoina. They will consider the minchas chareva. Mishnah Dalet. V'chayev al hashemen b'fnei atzmoi v'al halavoina b'fnei atzmoi. Means that by minchas choyta, minchas kenois, soiter, it's supposed to be chareva. If you put shemen in it, you chay for that. And if you put levoina, you chay for that also separately. Nosan ale hashemim sol. If you put shemen into a minchas chareva, you make a psul, it's possible. Levoina, if you put levoina on it, then is neitz yikotenu. Just pick it off, take it away. Nosan shemen al shirehel. Let's say after you made the kmitza for the mincha soitam, on the leftover part, you put shemen. Ain't the way of blessings, you're not over a lav. Nosan kli agab, kli loy psolo. You put the shemen in the kli, and you put that kli on top of the mincha soita, it does not pass all the mincha soita, because since it's in the kli, it's not absorbed in the flour, it does not become sula. Mishnehei. Yesh tuna hagosha v'yein tuna tnufa. Some menachas have hagosha mitzvah to bring it closer towards the mizbeach, but you do not have to lift it up. Some tnufa you have to lift up. For loy hagosha, not bring it close towards the mizbeach. Hagosha tnufa, some have both, and some have loy tnufa v'loy hagosha neither. Elu, these are the menachas tunas hagosha v'yein tuna tnufa. You have a mitzvah to bring it closer towards the mizbeach, but not to lift it up. Minchas hasoilus, a mincha regular mitzvah comes from flour, via machmas frying pan, v'mecheshes deep pan, v'achalas rakikin. Minchas kanim, minchas koyim mashiach, minchas goyim, minchas noshim, minchas choyta. All these have hagosha, but do not have a mitzvah of tenufa. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, minchas kanim, the mincha that kohanim bring, minchas koyim mashiach, minchas koyim godo brings, ein bem hagosha, yol, there's no mitzvah hagosha. Rabbi Shem bem kemitza, because you don't have to make a kemitza, but rather the whole thing is burnt. So choshem bem kemitza, ein bem hagosha, since there's no minchas, there's no mitzvah of kemitza, within there's no mitzvah of Agosha to bring it closer towards the Mizbeach. Now Mishnah Vov. Elu tunun tenufa v'yein tunun agosha. These are the melachas that need tenufa, you have to pick it up. But v'yein tunun agosha, you do not have to bring it towards the mizbeach. Luk shemen shamotzaira v'yashamoy, the carbon ashram the mitzvah brings, or is luk shemen v'yabikurim k'divir Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. That there's a mitzvah snufa by bikurim, but not a mitzvah of agosha. V'yemuri shalmi yochid. The regular shlom that a yochid brings, the emurim, has a mitzvah of tenufa, but no mitzvah agosha. The chazor v'shoik shalhem, that you give to the kohanim, also the same thing. Echor anoshim v'yechor noshim v'yisrol avoloi b'acherim. Only if a Jew brings the korban, whether it's a man's korban or a lady's korban, avoloi b'acherim, not b'acherim. And the Gemara explains that the tenufa itself has to be done b'yad Yisrael, not b'yad noshim. But who adin, if a guy brings a korban, a Yisrael has to make the tenufa. Ushtei alechem, ushnei kivsei atzeres. Also, there's a mitzvah tenufa, no mitzvah gosha. Ketzer the wise, how do you make the tenufa by the shtei alechem with the kivsei atzeres? Is noisen shtei alechem agavi shnei kvosim. Put the two lechems on top of the shnei kvosim. Omeniach shtei yod ulamati, put both hands, the coins and the balance hands on the bottom. And they put, menich, the coin puts two hands on the bottom. Melech maybe forwards and backwards, mal amurid up and down. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Asher huna fashuhuram." You have to go backwards and forwards and then up and down. Tenufa hoisa b'mizrach, tenufa they did on the mizrach side of the azaram, or b'hagosha b'marava, and the hagosha was done towards the marav side. Or tenufas kodemus hagosha, and you had both. Tenufa came first. Minchas saim and minchas kenoyis is tuna tenufa v'hagosha. You have both. Lechem aponim minchas nesochim. Le tenufa hagosha is neither. Lechem aponim on Shabbos. And mincha comes with a korban atomid, has neither tenufa nor hagosha. Mishnah Zayin. Reb Shimon Omer, shloish sheminim tenunim shalosh mitzvahs. There are three different types of menachis. There are three different mitzvahs. Shtar mecholachas v'achas. Each one of these minchas have two halachis. V'yashlishas and ben, but neither of them have all three. V'yelu, and these are the three kabonis. There's a zivche shalom yochid, a regular shlomim. Zivche shalom mitzib, or a shalom mitzib, or shnei kvosim. And the Yashim Mitzorah, what the Yashim Mitzorah brings. Now, Zivchei Shal Mitziba Tunim Semicha Chayim, you have to make a Semicha when the animal is alive, but Tunufa Shchut and Tunufa after Shchita. But the aim Ben Tunufa Mechayim, when the animal is alive, there's no Mitzah Tunufa. Zivchei Shal Mitziba is Tunim Tunufa Chayim, when the animal is alive, with Shchutim. And when the animal is dead also, you have to make a second Tunufa. But the aim Ben Semicha, there's no Mitzah Semicha. The Yashim Mitzorah, the Mitzoshim Mitzorah brings, Tunim Semicha Tunufa Chayim, when the animal is alive, you have to make a Semicha and lift it up. But if you ain't but tenufa shachar, there's no mitzvah tenufa after the shchita. So that's these three mitzvahs, tenufa schayim, tenufa shchita, and smicha, that each one has two of them. Mishnah ches, oimer rei alai b'machavas lo yovim b'macheshes, it being a machavas in a frying pan, don't bring a machavas. B'macheshes lo yovim b'machavas. O ma be machavas b'macheshes, what's the difference between a machavas and a machavas? Ela she machavas sheesh lo kisa has a cover on top of it. V'ya machavas ain't lo kisa has no cover. Tibur Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel oimer, machavas al mukas deep, o maaser rechsh and soft. Machavas, a frying pan, suffers it's from frying on top, or my ser koshim, it's much harder. Mishnah Tes, Hoimer Reyalai Betanah, some is Amiga Mincha in the Taner, or Yavi Mafa, you cannot bring a day kupach in a kupach as a stove, or Mapa Rof from Stama bricks, or Mafa Yeris, or Rav, not from the Arabs, Yeris, has to be in a real oven. If you do, I may enroth the Yavi Mafa kup, you want to bring it baked in the stove. Harela minchas mafa. Sometimes he brings the minchas mafa. The yovi mechzer chalos or mechzer kikin. Has to be all 10 chalos or all 10 kikin. Have shimei mata. No, you can do half. One day shu korban echas. One korban, you can do half.